Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Shamsa Dinjabar drove his car into a crowded Bourbon Street, killing 14 people early New Year's morning.
Investigators say Jabbar traveled to New Orleans twice in the months before the attack. He also traveled to Egypt and to Canada in 2023. Authorities now investigating whether those trips could be related to his radicalization.
That's ABC's Allison Kosick. This is January 6th, the four-year anniversary of the violent Capitol riot and the day that Congress will certify the results of the 2024 election. A blast of snow and ice making travel dangerous in some parts of the country. Blizzard conditions reported in parts of Kansas, Missouri, and Kentucky. The storm moving eastward toward Washington, D.C. today. At the Carter Center in Atlanta, an honor guard patrols where former President Jimmy Carter lies in repose. Tomorrow, the casket arrives in Washington. A state funeral will be held on Thursday. This is ABC News. A year after a door plug flew off a Boeing jet mid-flight, the company now says it has a new safety plan in place.
Boeing says it is reducing defects by increasing inspection points, introducing a customer quality approval process, and using employee feedback to address items in commercial airplane production. The company says it also invested in its Speak Up program. It allows employees to feel more comfortable raising concerns confidentially and know the status and resolution of their reports.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee. Canada may need a new prime minister soon. There are reports Justin Trudeau is seriously considering stepping down this week amid falling poll numbers. Ukraine over the weekend launching a new offensive inside Russia's Kursk region. Witnesses say they spotted several columns of Ukrainian tanks. And a record for a fish in Japan, a single tuna weighing at least 608 pounds, puts it on par with a grizzly bear. The sale price, $1.3 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you, and by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service. Kayla Williams drove Chicago to Cairo Santos' 51-yard field goal as time expired yesterday. The Packers with a loss, but they're going into the playoffs to face Philadelphia on Sunday afternoon. The 5-12 Bears beat the Packers for the first time since 2018 and ended an 11-game losing streak in the rivalry. In other games, Jahmyr Gibbs scored three of his franchise record tying 4 touchdowns in the second half, and the Lions beat the Vikings 31-9 to win their second straight NFC North title and earn home field advantage until the Super Bowl. An overtime win for Carolina over Atlanta, 44-38. Also Houston, 23, Tennessee, 14. Indianapolis beat Jacksonville, 26-23 in overtime. New England, 23, Buffalo, 16. Philadelphia beat the Giants, 20-13. Tampa Bay over New Orleans, 27-19. Washington, 23, Dallas, 19. Arizona, 47-24 over San Francisco. Denver beat the Kansas City Chiefs, 38-0. Chargers, 34-20 over Las Vegas. The Jets, 32, Miami, 20. And Seattle, 30. The Rams, 25. College basketball, Illinois over Washington, 81-77. From the NBA, Oklahoma City, 105, Boston, 92, Cleveland, 115, Charlotte, 105. New Orleans got the win against Washington, 110-98. Utah, 105, Orlando, 92. Houston, 119, the Lakers, 115, Sacramento over Golden State, 129-99. From the NHL, the Rangers, Rangers 6, Chicago 2, Carolina 4-3 over Pittsburgh in overtime, the Islanders 5, Boston 4 in overtime, Toronto 1 in overtime over Philadelphia 3-2, Anaheim 4, and Tampa Bay 1 on the ice yesterday.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
For today, a high of 24, north winds 7 to 14 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 8. Tuesday, partly cloudy and quiet, a high of 23. Tuesday night, clear to partly cloudy and rather cool, a low of 7. And Wednesday, partly sunny and staying cool, a high of 19. Right now, WRCO Studios, we're up to 15 degrees. Today is Monday, January 6th, as we hit the road today and get it going here for a five-day work week.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies we go down the highway. We're the best of friends. Insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Nelson playing on the road again. You better be careful. Anyway, we're moving and grooving here on a Monday morning, January 6th, and getting set for the day in southwest Wisconsin. We trust it was a good weekend for you. Mine was good until about 3:10 yesterday, 3:15 or whatever it was. But nonetheless, at least one side of the household was tickled and with glee yesterday. Josh Morningstar.
She put the top back on the 67 Mustang to feel the dusty desert air run through her hair. And the colors of the Arizona sunset start to fade and take her care. They'll talk about how she's ashamed and ran away. She don't give a damn what Daisy. She got a tank of gas to take her. She got a brand new pack of smokes. You might have thought that he would break her, but you can't break what's already broke. Split apart, just piece together, and a map from Grandpa Joe. She gonna drive into forever just as fast as she can go. That run down Texaco that sets below the highway's been slowing down for years, but it's still here. And on an empty night, the counter light sure make it hard for her to disappear or hide her tears. There's no easy way to just start over and forget. Somewhere down the line you try your best. Got a tank of gas to take her. She got a brand new pack of smokes. He might have thought that he would break her, but you can't break what's already broke. So with a heart that's pieced together and a map from Grandpa Joe, she's gonna dive into forever just as fast as she can go. Talk about how she's ashamed and ran away. She don't give a damn, she's okay. She got a tank of gas to take her. She got a brand new pack of smokes. He probably thought that he would break her. He probably heard that from her folks. But she pieced her heart together, said goodbye to Grandpa Joe, and then she drove into forever just as fast as she could go. Watch her drive into forever just as fast as she can go.
Like honey, and I got a little bit of mine.
WRCO and Kip Moore looking for a little beer money. 616, good morning here at WRCO. Temps have been on the rise a little bit. We're going to be up toward 24 later on today. That'll feel a little bit like spring, right?
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two-stage. Plus, we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
6:18 the time, and we're holding steady now at 16 degrees in Richland Center, so a little warmer in the great outdoors than most at any time yesterday. That strong wind, it was hard to get motivated to even walk out to the car yesterday, for me anyway, but I'm a pampered radio announcer that stays inside most of the time. Here's Kelsey Ballerini.
See you this week. a button off your dress. Say you and your girlfriend just stopped to eat a bite. I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night. Friday I came home and you was looking fit to kill. Said you're going to your sister's, cause your sister's feeling ill. I called her house all weekend just to see if she was fine. I never got an answer, must have called 100 times. She suddenly got dirty, y'all took it all in sight. I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night. Said, hey, sweet baby, I'm no fool. There's something going on and it just ain't good. Well, come on, baby, well, let's talk straight. You got one last chance and a choice to make.
Stone on WRCO, born in the dark, or as my old friend Ray Schrader used to say about me, born in a basement and never brought up. But anyway, today is January 6th, the sixth day of 2025. There are a mere 359 days left in the year. It goes fast. Here's Dolly and Kenny.
Maybe you and me.
100% real love. Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton here on a Monday morning with WRCO. It is currently 16 degrees.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
TC AutoWorks is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC AutoWorks for all your automotive needs. TC AutoWorks is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC AutoWorks is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. Today's forecast calls for a high of 24, with winds between 7 and 14. A little bit later on today, a low down to 8. This evening. Right now, it is 16 degrees.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
I'm Phil Nee for the news. This morning on a Monday, a Wisconsin statewide crime alert has been issued for a suspect in a triple murder in New Lisbon. Virgil G. Thu, 47, is wanted through Wisconsin probation and parole and is now wanted for three counts of first-degree intentional homicide. Law enforcement officials say there have been two confirmed sightings of Thu in the New Lisbon area, but now believe he may have left the area. Authorities state that Thu is armed and dangerous, and if anyone sees him, they should not approach him and call 911. Anyone with information can also call the Juneau County Sheriff's Office at 608-847-5649. A California man has apologized for his chats with the Abundant Life school shooter in Madison.
20-year-old Alexander Paffendorf on Friday told a judge in San Diego he was sorry for communicating his plans to carry out an attack on a government building with 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow. Paffendorf was ordered to hand over all of his guns and ammunition and was issued a restraining order. FBI agents haven't revealed what building Paffendorf was planning to attack, only that he was plotting a mass shooting with Rupnow. Madison police and the FBI are now searching her digital communications and files to finish their investigation into the shooting that could take until February to complete. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Governor Tony Evers wants to give Wisconsin voters more power by requiring the legislature to create a statewide binding referendum process. The Democratic governor said he'll propose that when he releases his two-year state budget. Evers said Republicans in the legislature are ignoring voters on issues such as restoring abortion access, legalizing and taxing marijuana, and others. Those same Republican lawmakers who continue to hold majorities in the Senate and Assembly would need to approve the plan, which Evers will include in his proposed state budget. The Democratic governor, who says he's yet to decide whether he'll seek a third term, will deliver his budget message on February 18th. According to a release from Evers' office, more than 20 states, including Michigan, Illinois, and Ohio, allow voters to change state law by referendum. Under the process outlined by Evers, voters would be able to file petitions with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to hold a vote on proposed state laws or constitutional amendments or to repeal state laws. A new era begins today in Richland County. After many years, Richland County Register of Deeds, Sue Triggs, has retired. Sue says she has had a long career in clerical work.
After school, I worked for Affiliated University Physicians in Madison for, I believe, 3 years. I worked for Richland Building Systems for a year. And then I came here at the courthouse and worked as deputy for 16 years and have been register for 30.
After serving the county for 46 years, she was asked what her future plans may be.
I hope to be able to visit my daughters in North Carolina a little more and spend time with my oldest daughter in Madison and, of course, help Joe on the farm and just do things I haven't had time to do for a while.
Sue Trigg's final day in office was yesterday. In November, Richland County residents elected Deb McCoy to serve as the county's Register of Deeds. Deb's term in office begins today. A creator of the Richland Medical Center has died. Dr. James Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, died Tuesday of last week following a battle with cancer. Jim grew up on a farm in Bloom City, graduating from Richland Center High School. He attended the University of Wisconsin in Madison, where he achieved both his undergraduate and doctoral degrees. He served as president of the medical center for 15 years. While at the medical center, he pioneered the region's first nurse practitioner program through the University of Wisconsin. He also served on numerous boards of directors, including the Wisconsin State Medical Society, Richland Hospital, and Pine Valley Manor. He was also instrumental in the founding of the HMO of Wisconsin, one of the nation's first rural-based HMOs, as a member of the initial board of directors. Also among his numerous accomplishments, he delivered more than 1,000 babies during his time in Richland Center. Funeral services for Dr. James Tidrick will be held at 11 this Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. The Department of Natural Resources says anglers can only use artificial lures to fish for any inland trout species on designated early season trout streams. All trout caught during the season will need to be immediately released. Anglers are encouraged to continue to practice responsible catch and release and reduce reel and handling time with the fish as much as possible. The inland trout early catch and release season runs through May 2nd. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin discusses President Trump's cabinet picks. The Wisconsin senator says she'll give all of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominations a fair shake, but won't compromise if somebody might hurt Wisconsin families, veterans, and businesses. Baldwin says she's worked with Trump's nominee for Transportation Secretary and former 7th District Congressman Sean Duffy before and would be inclined to support him. Baldwin did say she needs to hear from Trump's controversial pick to lead Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and would question him about his positions on vaccines. All of Trump's nominees need to be confirmed by a Senate majority. And a Northwoods community will be building its famous ice castle this week. The Vilas County city of Eagle River had to forego their ice castle the last 2 years because of warm temperatures, but there's enough ice on Silver Lake to move forward this winter. Fire crews will cut over 2,000 blocks of ice starting Wednesday, and volunteers will haul them to the build site downtown. The whole process will take about 5 days.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time, and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 24 and north winds between 7 and 14 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and chilly with a low of 8. Partly cloudy and quiet Tuesday and 23 degrees. In Richland Center, we have a bit of a breeze from the north, up to 5 miles per hour at times. We've had reports of some light snowfall in the area, but nothing here at the studio. And after an earlier this morning low of 8, our temperature has risen quickly. We're up to 16 degrees on this Monday morning.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the schedule for tonight as we get back to it with high school events and details on, there was a game in Green Bay yesterday, I believe, and also details on some big ones and where the teams go next.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG Group of Companies. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Boys basketball tonight. New Lisbon will be at Ithaca. We'll have coverage of that one on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Other games, Waniwak Center will be at Kickapoo and Cashton at Lafarge. Boscobel at Wazika Steuben. Broadhead at Potosi and Black River Falls at Mauston. River Valley travels to Fenimore, Cuba City at Mineral Point, and Darlington at Platteville. Girls basketball, Cashton at Lafarge Youth Initiative and River Valley at Fenimore. Mauston at Nakusa as well. It's River Ridge at Seneca, Wisconsin Dells at Columbus, Iowa Grant at Benton, Dodgeville at Belmont, and Lodi at Belleville. Church League softball, Church League volleyball, it'd be cold for softball. Church League volleyball resumes this week. The schedule of matches will resume tonight with Grace Community 2 playing at 7 against Richland Baptist Temple 2. 7:45, Avoca Bible 1 plays Bethel Lutheran. At 8:30, Grace Community 2 takes on Richland Baptist Temple 3. And at 9:15, 5 Points Lutheran will tangle with Beulah Wesleyan 2. The Monday night schedule. The Chicago Bears got a 51-yard field goal on the last play of the game to defeat the Packers 24-22. That ended an 11-game Green Bay winning streak in the long-running rivalry series and was the first time a Matt LaFleur coach team dropped one to Chicago. Quarterback Jordan Love was knocked out of action with an injured shoulder, but he tells reporters he will be back for the wild card round of the playoffs at Philadelphia. Malik Willis came off the bench to lead the offense to a 22-21 lead with a minute to go. Yesterday, following the game, the Packers were looking ahead.
It's us versus us. Whoever we play is whoever we play. Like, these games that we have lost, it's been about us. You know, these are self-inflicted wounds. And until we get it corrected, we're going to have the same results. So, you know, hopefully, you know, guys can watch this film, see what we need to do, and, you know, come in here ready to work. It's time. You know, you get one shot.
That was Xavier McKinney as the Packers prepare for their next opponent. Last night, Jahmyr Gibbs scored a total of 3 of 4 touchdowns in the second half, and the Lions beat the Vikings 31-9 to win their second straight NFC North title and earn home field advantage until the Super Bowl. The road to the Super Bowl will go through Motown as they secured that spot. The Vikings missed an opportunity to overtake Detroit for the top spot and ended up with a 5th seed. Play on the road against the number 4 seed Los Angeles Rams next Monday night. The Denver Broncos and Tampa Bay Buccaneers capture the NFL's final 2 playoff spots in Week 18 as well. The Packers are headed to Philadelphia, where they will kick off Sunday at 3:25. The Denver Broncos are back in the playoffs for the first time since winning their 10th win, the Super Bowl 50, following the 2015 season. They beat Kansas City's bevy of backups 38-0 yesterday. The Chiefs sat several starters, including Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, because they had already secured the AFC's top seed and lone playoff bye. Because Mahomes last played on Christmas Day, it will be at least 24 days before he plays again in the divisional round, either January 18th or 19th. The Broncos head to number 2 seed Buffalo for their next game. The Bucs have established a puzzling trend of losing to opponents who have losing records. The latest was Saturday's 105-102 defeat against the Portland Trailblazers. Milwaukee has suffered losses in 4 of its last 5 games, including defeats against the Nets and the Bulls. Tonight's game for the Bucs is on the road against the Toronto Raptors. That team has a record of 8-27. For the second time this season, the Wisconsin men's hockey team has given a ranked Michigan State team all it can handle. In Saturday's Frozen Confines game, played outside in Chicago's Wrigley Field, the Spartans had to go overtime before taking down the stubborn Badgers 4-3. Wisconsin had wiped out a 2-goal deficit. Coach Mike Hastings' team has a 9-12-1 record, but 6 losses have come in overtime. With an update on sports on this Monday morning, I'm Phil Nee.
I got a fast car gassed up sitting in the driveway. Got a road that I know like the back of my hand. We could head out right now, baby, we could fly away. And disappear out of here fast as we can.
Space, you know. sugar. It all started with a little bit of kiss and a hug. It's a little bit of teeny weeny thing they call the love bug. No, that little bit of teeny weeny thing they call the love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bit of kiss and a hug.
There you go. The love bug will get you if you don't watch out. That's George Strait on WRCO Radio. We'll get a few jokes, I hope, anyway, coming up here in just a little bit with Hank Bray. Also, if we can, maybe if she'll answer her phone, we might even check in with my dear wife, who sticks by her Bears through thick and thin. I'll give her credit for that. The Bears actually came like they wanted to play yesterday, that's for sure. And Phil had some armchair coaching tips that he certainly could have radioed to Coach Matt LaFleur, but I just couldn't get through to him.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
6 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here at WRCO Studios. 16 degrees. Woo, it's summertime. Move my ear flaps up a little bit here today. Here's John Barry.
Your name, you'll make
John Barry on WRCO Country and Community. We have Hank. Yeah, he's here. And our regular staff heading your way on a Monday, the 6th of January. And, you know, hopefully it's a little tough to get up and think, okay, there's no holiday in the middle of the week. The next holiday, well, I don't know. Depends on what days you have off. But Memorial Day? No. Of course, Martin Luther King Day, I think, is coming up before too long. For some employees, that'll be off, and a few other things. But Valentine's Day, maybe the next thing to look forward to? I don't know. Oh, well, there's always somebody who's got more problems than you. Listen.
Many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as can be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon they too were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and really changed my life. Now my daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. And to complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he were my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who was, of course, my stepmother. Father's wife then had a son who kept them on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. Now, if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. Yeah. And every time I think of it, nearly drives me wild. 'Cause now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa.
Ray Stevens, and I'm my own grandpa. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, WRCE-FM 107.7, and AM 1450 Richland Center. It is 16 degrees. The time is 7 o'clock. An update is next, courtesy of Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consignment clothing for the whole family.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from